Lisa Pereira is here with her first look at this morning's papers.
The state is open to using deportation hubs outside the EU for unsuccessful asylum applicants. That's the top story for today's Irish Times. In an interview in Brussels yesterday, Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan said Ireland would only consider such a scheme if it looked like it would be effective and value for money. Under plans currently being debated by the EU, member states would be allowed to strike agreements with countries like Uganda or Rwanda. People who've been unsuccessful in their bids for asylum could be sent there for processing to be returned to their home countries. The Belfast Telegraph is also looking at immigration. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced the introduction of a digital identity card aimed at reducing illegal immigration. But critics have dubbed it a Brit card, and First Minister Michelle O'Neill is leading the charge against it. In a social media post, she described it as ludicrous and ill thought out. Sinn Féin MP Chris Hazard said he would not be carrying a Brit card to prove that he had the right to live in Northern Ireland. Go back to the drawing board. That's what Social Protection Minister Dara Cailleary was told by Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers, according to the Irish Examiner. It's in relation to a proposed €12 hike in core social welfare rates, which Minister Chambers said is too large and not in line with what was agreed in the summer economic statement. The Irish Independent is also looking at the budget. Fuel allowance will rise €200 to help pensioners and people with disabilities to cope with energy bills. The Independent says it can reveal that the working family payment will also increase to tackle child poverty. The paper says the budget is set to focus on targeted measures rather than universal payments to deal with the cost of living crisis. What's the penalty for hiding a child's body? That's the online search that Gardaí reported to have found on a phone they seized in their investigation into the disappearance of toddler Daniel Arobose. The story's on the front page of the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror. Remains believed to be Daniel's were found on open ground in Dunabate, North Dublin, and investigations are continuing to determine how he died. An Irish woman living in Spain has been found dead, and police believe she was strangled with a vacuum cleaner flex. Catherine Peckham, aged 66 and reportedly originally from Cork, was found unresponsive in an apartment in Benidorm. Spain's Guardia Civil have detained a 63-year-old woman from the UK and are questioning her on suspicion of murder. That story's on the front of the Herald and the Independent. There's a large photo of Lorraine Barry on the front of the Irish Sun. She announced last night that she's quitting as a judge on Dancing with the Stars. Ms. Barry said it was the right time to say goodbye after a tough year in which she lost her ex-husband, whom she described as her first love, and her mum, who was her forever love. Dancing with the Stars boss Larry Bass was said to be reeling from the news. He told the Sun, "Lorraine was a piece of gold. She was the Pele of dance."